Today on a heart-protacular episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, when a strange and unexplained feeling overcame a woman during her workday. Was it a message from the dead? While working through immense grief due to personal struggles, was something or someone coming back from the other side to help her through? That story and more today on an all-new edition of Real Ghost Stories Online.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, yeah, that it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, we got that thing called Extra Podcast Persons, EPPs. You get access to all of our episodes, all commercial free. The world's largest audio archive of ghost stories. And also, quite literally, the archive of you growing up. Because Harper's been on the show since she's been like one or two in different capacities. And now you're co-hosting a day a week. So you get all that, the EPP bonus episodes, the ebook, the audiobook, it's all there. $5 a month is all we ask, or you can get a whole year and get a month free. Ghostpodcast.com is where you do that, or at patreon.com/realghoststories. It's Tony and Harper with you on today's episode of the program.
Do you like Amityville?
Yeah.
Would you like to take a tour of the Amityville house with an all-new exclusive package?
How? Sign me up.
All you have to do is go to AmityvilleHorror.org and...
.org? It's the one that hasn't been taken yet.
And give your credit card info, your passport info, location, and you're all signed up.
Yeah, and then you get there and oh my gosh, someone stole my identity. This is a lesson in identity theft when you're going to sign up for that Amityville Horror vacation, all-inclusive, and you get to swim in the backyard by the boathouse.
Yes.
Yes, that's also part of the package.
With someone turning on the boat. And
Well, I think we all kind of knew how my parenting would play out, didn't we?
No!
All right. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Just so you know, this is all completely improv. We do not plan any of this. Let's go to our first story of the day. It says, I am not sure this is a ghost story. I don't know what it would be, to be honest, but here it goes. I used to work with a woman 5 years ago called Sue. We got very close. My relationship with my wife was breaking down and Sue's husband was not interested in her whatsoever. We started seeing each other outside of work and got very close. We knew it was wrong, but we had plans for the future. Me and Mrs. Joe. I'm kidding. The affair had been almost 2 years when she found out she had cancer. By then, she had left her husband and was living with her brother. After a year of treatment, sadly, she died. This was totally devastating, but I couldn't show my grief. I was separated, but still living in my family home due to financial reasons. I've continued to work at the same place, and I'm now a production leader. 2 weeks ago, while I was at work, I felt a hot, buzzing, warm sensation going through me. I looked up, and I stood by my desk at work. But it's not my shift colleagues or something there. It's the opposite shift working as normal. I looked to my left, and Sue was standing there. Not a ghostly figure, just normal. She just said hello. I was numb. I could only say hi. She said, this place is different now. And I could only muster a yes. And she said, don't be scared. It's okay. I was trembling. She said, how are you here? How am I here? She smiled and said, I've never left. She walked towards one of the machines that she used to operate and stood still looking at it. I just walked towards her. I remember that I could feel my feet on a solid floor and remember looking around and realizing that nobody knew I was there. The warm buzzing feeling began to fade, and Sue was no longer present. I found myself back at my desk looking at the computer screen, totally exhausted. I felt I had not slept in weeks, an exhaustion unlike anything I've ever known. People from my shift were walking around, just a normal day. Did I fall asleep? Was it a dream? I've always been skeptical concerning the paranormal, but this was unlike any dream I have ever known. I wasn't tired before the encounter. It was the middle of the day, and I had just returned from a meeting absolutely fully focused. Nothing remotely like this has ever happened before then, and the warm buzzing feeling is the closest I can get to describe it. Words are not accurate enough. I hope you can answer me with your thoughts.
Okay. So, I really like the story.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a nice, wholesome story.
Wholesome?
I don't think I know what wholesome means.
It means part, like, kind of like part of this complete breakfast. So yes, the story is part of this complete breakfast. No, wholesome means just goodness. It's family friendly. There's a value to it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of what it means. So yeah, I think you're using it the right way.
Yes. Yes, I am, Dad. Mm-hmm.
I know.
I think I've already used this once. Well, the whole wholesome thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've said it before, not knowing what it meant. Mm-hmm. And it turns out I was using it the right way.
Well, is it because it's just one of those reunited with someone that you loved and you're not sure if it was a dream or if it was real, but you really got a connection out of it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a good one. Thank you for sharing that story. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to another letter. It starts out, "Hey guys, first I want to say I really enjoy your podcast and that even though I am a Christian, I believe in ghosts and have several stories to tell." Okay, this story may be short, but I do have a lot more to share later on. However, I'll share the shorter story for now. I was hanging out with a group of friends in the trailer park near some train tracks where there's a small path that leads to the section where the road goes over the tracks and people are able to sit on the supports. As we were all walking to the part where people can just sit on the supports, I kept hearing gravelly voices in my ear saying, "You don't belong here. Turn around." And I'm a churchgoer, so I'll always censor swear words. Not long after sitting and chatting, I feel like someone or something didn't want us there. Anytime I tried to get up, I felt my hands with claws pushing me back. To my friends, it looked like I was going crazy, but finally, one of my friends walked over and started praying out loud and started speaking in tongues, and suddenly, I got up and wanted to punch my friend, but something kept me from doing so. It was like God saw what was about to happen and put a stop to it long before anything actually happened. Did I feel like I was about to attack my friends? Yes. But like I said, something stopped. It was making me feel angry. I also avoided going back to that area for several months until my friend Miguel, who doesn't believe in ghosts and likes messing around with my head, decided he wanted to go see the spot for himself in the daytime. So I finally decided, okay, you know, what is going to take him there and one of the scariest nights of my life at the time and show him exactly where everything happened that night. Needless to say, he was less than enthused when we were there and absolutely nothing happened to us while the two of us were there. But that's to be expected when hauntings don't always occur, whether it's during the day or night. However, I did feel like the same spirits or demons were there just watching me and waiting because I would hear little gravelly voices laugh or chuckle when nobody else was around at the time. It was creepy. And at one point, my friend started acting strange. Picked up a railroad tie, placed it across the track, and yelled for him several times to put it back or I was going to leave him. He finally put it back, walked towards me, grinning creepily like someone else had control. But after he got far enough away, he seemed to have stopped acting funny. I myself believe that someone or something temporarily took control over my friend when they realized they wouldn't be able to control me. I've not gone back to that area since.
Demon sight.
You think?
I I wonder what, like, happened there before. Because, like, something really twisted had to have happened if the energy is that strong and that evil.
Here's an interesting thought about that. I mean,
you don't belong here.
Sites like that, and what you're saying is, you know, people had to have been there and done something. Some sort of action had to have taken place by the living to basically make that site evil.
Yes.
So without people doing evil things in specific places, would there be spots that naturally just were kind of, I don't like using the word portals, but just sites that have negative energy? Or is everything neutral until we show up?
I believe that everything is neutral until we show up.
Or our perception of it is neutral until we show up. Because,
yes.
Because that, I guess that would be correct. Because if there's other living things there, there'd be energy that way. But our perception of it, basically more humans would not have been there to taint it.
Yes.
With their own energy.
Humans create energy.
Yeah.
Like, let's say the Ghostbuster figure is haunted. If we continue to say that forever and ever, it will become haunted.
Oh, like you're expelling energy onto it to make it haunted, essentially.
Yes, and then there's also another,
even if it didn't start out being haunted.
Yes, and then there's another thing, mm-hmm. which is like killing someone at that spot,
mm-hmm.
and them just generally having like a very vengeful spirit.
You learn a lot on YouTube, don't you?
No. No.
These aren't YouTube videos that you're learning this from?
You don't learn anything from YouTube.
Okay, so where are you picking this stuff up then? Dateline? Or
Dateline. Generally, these stories and books.
Okay. Well, you're getting very well read, my little 9-year-old. I like it. I like how you can... we've come a long way from no noggin.
Yeah, you think?
Although it would be fun just to have you share the no-noggin story sometime.
Want to hear it now?
You can rattle off in like 30 seconds.
Yes, I really can.
Go for it. The quickest version of no-noggin. Go.
Okay. So, and I forgot it.
Well, it was a Curious George story, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
It was the scarecrow with no head or...
There was a scarecrow with no head that roamed around the city and killed people.
Yeah, that was in there. And then they did the second edit of the book because they realized the scarecrow that killed people might be a little much for preschoolers.
Want to hear something?
What?
So the original Cinderella story is actually very dark than you expect it to be.
What's how?
So, the original story is, you know how, like, after she loses her shoe?
Okay.
When she loses her shoe.
Yeah, her Nike, her Puma.
Her glass slipper.
Yes, her glass slipper.
Before that happened, the prince actually, like, almost kind of, like, put glue on the stairs and, like, wanting to trap Cinderella.
Oh, so the prince was kind of being, like, a...
shady kidnapper.
Yeah.
And then when she slipped out of her shoe and went back home and the prince was looking for her, the evil stepsisters actually cut off their toes and their heels to fit into the slipper.
Oh my gosh. And this did not make the Disney edit?
It didn't.
Wow, that might be a little much. That's really keeping it real. Wow.
Keeping it real with Harper.
It's probably a good show where you could just share things like that. Like, did you guys know?
Did you know?
Keeping it real with Harper.
And that's on today's episode of Keeping It Real with Harper.
Does anybody say keeping it real anymore?
No.
That's like, do you recognize it as being like an old term? Or is it something you just never really heard?
It's something I've just never really heard.
Okay. It was kind of a saying of the day 15 years ago or so. Keeping it real, you know?
Also, no one ever says cool anymore, except for me. It's just like, cool.
I think cool is one like that has never really gone out. Cool's been around for like 40, 50 years.
Yes, but still, like, it's like dying out now.
Is it?
It is.
Well, that's stupid.
Yeah, I'm the only one that's actually still saying
it. I'm keeping it real, and I'm going to stay with cool.
Keeping it real with Tony.
Yes. Yes. Keeping it aged and stuck in the 90s. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. And let's jump over here to another caller.
Yippee!
And hear a real ghost story. Hi. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. My name's Karina. This is actually my third time trying to call. It keeps cutting me off at about a minute in. So let's hope this works this time. I just wanted to call in about some activity going on into the new townhome I just moved into. I've only been here about 6 weeks or moved into this new townhome about 6 weeks anyway. And it is active. Now, everybody in my family, my siblings, my husband, everybody, they're all convinced and have been for years that it's something to do with me and not necessarily the places I live, but we can get into that a little bit after the story, whenever. So we had been in here maybe about 3 nights, and I had this dream, which a lot of things come to me in my dreams more than anything. And I had this dream, and it was so vivid. It was like a lucid dream. I was in the exact house. Everything, all my decorations, my unpacked boxes was exactly where they were outside of my dream. And I'm standing in my kitchen, and I'm standing next to the counter, kind of leaning on it with my right side. And I had like a small bag of rice or chips, something, and I had set it down on the counter. Well, it was moved off the counter and landed onto the floor. And nobody was in the kitchen with me. Let me mind you again, this is a dream. And so I picked it up, I put it back in the same spot, and I wasn't scared. I wasn't, you know, even in my dream, I felt no kind of tension. And I just kind of thought it was weird. And so I picked it up, I put it there again, and it got knocked off again. That happened one more time in my dream. And I felt, you know, right before I woke up, I was like, okay, I was kind of chuckling, laughing. I was like, okay. All right, fine. You win. I'm not going to put the bag of chips on the counter. And I woke up. That was it. I'm sure the dream lasts longer than that, but that's what I remember. You know, and I'm really big into kind of logging my dreams. And I had dug a little bit deeper and looking into things. I went into the dream dictionary. And it is believed that if you're dreaming of a spirit in your home and it's a dream, then most likely you have a spirit in your home and they're kind of just like letting their presence be known. I'm not saying that's exactly it, or I can't guarantee that that's fact, but that's just what I kind of looked into and read up on. And ever since that night, it's been at least once a day something happened. Actually this morning, so I wake up at 6 every day, get myself ready for work, get the kids ready, our regular routine. And I have a pretty heavy, not canvas, but a pretty heavy painting of feathers in my dining room. And my dining room and my living room are open, so there's no wall separating. So we're sitting on the couch in the living room. And that big, I mean, the painting is as big as my dining table, hung up right above it. And that just flies off. And it didn't, like, it wasn't like it slid. It went outwards at least 4 or 5 inches. So it kind of felt like it was thrown off instead of just like it slid maybe from the nail, which the nails were perfectly intact, not bent, nothing. And my husband, and I'm sorry for the language, but my husband kind of looked at me. I looked at him. We shrugged it off, kind of chuckled, and he said out loud, he's like, you know, you're kind of an asshole. Like, it's 6 in the morning. You know, you freaked me out, but we don't get scared. Like I said, we don't feel tension. There's another time when my husband was using the restroom, and we have like a little stand there with all of our little things. We've got little kids, so we keep wipes, diapers, everything in the bathroom. And we have a candle sitting there, and the candle just had gotten thrown right off the trash can. I mean, there's so many incidents. My daughter had a bunch of friends over staying the night, probably about 2 weekends ago. And I'm upstairs there in the basement where her room is. And I just hear a bunch of kids screaming. I mean, there's at least 5-6 kids. A bunch of kids, and they just start screaming. Like, not terrifyingly scream, but they scream. And they book it upstairs, and I hear all their little feet. And I'm panicking, thinking something's seriously wrong. And all the kids are telling me the same thing. They said, the guitar moved. So my daughter had gotten a brand new guitar. And it's a pretty nice one. It's not a little play guitar. It's a good guitar. And they're screaming and they're saying, it moved, it moved, it moved. And, you know, I don't want to sit there. My daughter's really open to ghosts. And I'm very receptive to a lot of things and talk about it openly. And I teach her, you know, not all ghosts are bad. They don't always have to be negative. So she wasn't quite as freaked out. And she's calm. Really, I mean, she's kind of worried that all the kids are freaking out, and the guitar had moved. I mean, slid over. A couple other incidents. A lot of the time, going up and down the stairs, it's like you can hear footsteps. And they're not hardwood stairs either, carpeted. I hear that all the time. Now, my thing that is very evident to me more so lately, I guess now that we're getting more settled in, is I will be relaxing, and it's usually in the living room. I'll be relaxing, watching TV, and out of nowhere, I'll just get a wave of coldness, chill. And I mean, I could feel it to my fingertips, to my toes, and I'm just shivering. But it's like not a cold from, I guess, like you would say, like cold wind or something. It's just a weird feeling, makes my hair stand up. But I don't get scared necessarily. I can feel something. I can just feel it. But, you know, not every time when I feel that does something happen. So, I mean, I have plenty more incidents. I just kind of thought it was cool to talk about, or, you know, I know that there's always a lot of scary ghost stories, and this one I don't think is scary. We are probably, you know, I guess I'm okay with having a spirit in the home. There's boundaries, and we don't like to be freaked out at 6 o'clock in the morning. So I just want to talk about that a little bit. Thought it was interesting, kind of positive. I don't know. Maybe I'm one of those weirdos that are fine with coexisting with a spirit in my home, as long as they're respectful. I don't know if I'll get cut off, but I wanted to go back into something I had said in the beginning, is a lot of my family, my husband especially, believes that I have an entity, but not a negative entity. I've never, you know, if anything, I'm 50-50. I'm on the fence whether I want to believe it or not. I've had weird incidents. I have a lot of things happening around me. I mean, 24/7, but I don't hear them. I don't see like shadows. I don't, you know, I haven't ever. I've seen one spirit and I was a young girl. You know, I don't even know if I would consider myself sensitive. Maybe just things I'm more vigilant to the things happening. But I will say there is one incident. I was in a really dark place. I was about 14, and my husband, then we were still together. We're going on 12 years. But we were young. We were teenagers. His mom had passed away. And unfortunately, him and I were the ones that had came home from a friend's house and found his mom passed away. So it was a really traumatic time for us. We're young teenagers. At that time, I had started dabbling into tarot cards, pendulums, things like that. I've never touched Ouija, never will. But my mom she's very spiritual and she loves those things. And I was young and went through a lot, so I became curious. And one night, and again, we were in such a dark place. And one night I had a dream that I was sitting next to a river and I was just so thirsty. And in my dream, the devil, I wouldn't say the devil, but like a creepy looking, to me, it felt like the devil, but I feel like that was the only thing I can even use to explain this person thing, was sitting next to the river or sitting next to me by the river and put their arm around me, almost in a way of like comfort. I don't know, but I remember in this dream, I was so thirsty. I could not, and I couldn't drink the river. I couldn't touch the water, anything. And it kind of freaked me out, but I wasn't scared. That's the thing, is I wasn't, I didn't feel threatened, scared. I just kind of like was really thinking about it when I had woken up. Like I said, this person being almost uncomfortable in this dream.
I don't know what that was.
Maybe it's the person from the dream.
Yeah, she completely broke up there. And her call was bad the rest of the way. So, wow.
Honestly, with the guitar story, it could have just been like a slight breeze.
That's your assumption? It's just a slight breeze? I think there's a possibility there's more based on everything that you said.
Yeah. But let's look at the obvious here.
This is Harper telling it like it is. Harper?
Okay. So, it's gravity. Things are going to fall.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there can be an entity, but that's like saying, I have cheese in my mac and cheese. There's going to be cheese everywhere else I go.
Okay. Harper, telling it like it is. Today on Real Ghost Stories Online. You're like Andy Rooney, but really tiny. I don't think you even know who Andy Rooney is. He was a guy who used to be on, was it 60 Minutes or something? And he would have little segments where he's like, and he would just kind of like, I mean, it's an old man kind of pondering on things and like, yes, but, and then here's how I see it. And then it was kind of like that. So it's just, it's funny because, yeah. All right. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. You never know what you're going to get with her, do you? Let's go over to this caller and see what we got. Hi.
Hey, what's going on? I just started listening to you guys, and I love y'all's content. It's pretty great. My name's Ty Johnson, and I got a ghost story. I guess more of like I was like 8 years old, and the presence was really evil feeling, I guess you could say. And I remember to this day how vivid this was, because it scared me to the point where I slept with a nightlight on till I was about 20 years old. And I was at my grandmother's house, and I was 8 years old, and I was laying in bed, and I remember I was facing the ceiling on my back, I was laying on my back, and I looked to the left, and I seen a figure there, and it had no head, and it was just swinging something at me, and I couldn't move. So technically, I guess I was in a sleep paralysis, but I remember just staring at it for hours, and I could not move, and my sister at the time, she was there too, we were kids, and I was trying to scream and let her know that there was something there, but nothing would come out. And to this day, it freaked me out, and I never understood it. It didn't have a head. It was swinging something at me, and I just couldn't move. So, yeah, it's probably not the best story you guys got, but I just felt like I'd tell you guys. All right, have a good one. Bye.
Headless swinging something at you.
Probably just the breeze, Harper, really. I mean, without gravity and the breeze, you wouldn't have headless swinging anything.
Seriously, Dad? Okay, what the other
one? It's like if you have mac and cheese. I know. It's like if you have mac and cheese and you took the cheese out, it would be cheese on your fingers. And it'd be like Cheeto Puffs.
It's not what I even said.
I know, I'm kidding. I'm just teasing you. What do you think freeze-dried mac and cheese would be like?
Hell.
I bet it'd be delicious.
Without the warm, creamy goodness of Velveeta mac and cheese.
It'd be like Rice Krispies, but it'd be mac and cheese.
That just sounds so wrong in so many ways.
I'm going to try it.
I swear.
We have a freeze dryer.
Would it even work?
I don't know. Because we want to do this series on YouTube that we're going to put together.
You freeze dry it?
Yeah, we're going to get like burritos and stuff and just all different random weird things. Big Macs and really a lot of kind of fast food items and just things you look at go, can you freeze dry it? and then we'll freeze dry it, and then we'll eat it on camera and see what it's like. I think it's simple, and I think it's funny, and I think it could be interesting.
Yeah.
We just got to start doing
it. But the mac and cheese idea.
There'll be one. That's going to be an episode. Mac, can you freeze dry it? Mac and cheese.
Okay, okay.
I want Big Mac to be the first one, though.
Okay.
Or McDonald's in general. We'll do McDonald's items. We'll do Big Macs. We'll do Filet-O-Fish. We'll do everything.
Filet-O-Fish?
Yeah. It's good. It's mystery fish.
Mystery fish at McDonald's?
Yes. Food, folks, and fun. Mystery fish at McDonald's. It used to be their slogan, actually, when I was a kid. It was, where are we going to go for mystery fish? Mystery fish. And there was actually, Ronald had a friend. You know, there's like the Hamburglar and Grimace and all that. That yeah. are friends. There was mystery fish. And every time he'd come around, he'd look a little bit different because you didn't know what type of fish it was. And then the characters, one of the commercials that they aired on Saturday mornings, all the characters one day suddenly, mystery fish is coming to town. And then one of them threw a big piece of cheese on the fish. And then the other squirted tartar sauce on it. And the other two like grabbed a bun. And then they started eating their friend. It was like this cannibalistic scene between Muppet Babies and Garfield and Friends on ABC Saturday morning. After these messages, we'll be right back. Yeah, that's what happened. And everybody was up in arms. They're like, oh my God, the McDonald's characters are eating their friend. And it was a big, big to-do.
I love how you just come up with these little fake things so fast and just roll with it. But... is there actually a real mystery fish?
No, there isn't.
Good.
No, I think it's white pollock is what it is. They do tell you, they do say what it is, but for a long time, everybody joked, what is the fish? Stop playing with your microphone.
I'm sorry, things. I can't help it.
Yeah, you're making noise over there.
I don't care.
There's all these rubber bands on the mic, and she's playing it like a guitar. So, yeah, but no, there was never a mystery fish, but that was kind of the joke of the... it's a good sandwich. I like it. So people are like, oh my God, I don't like anything from McDonald's. I don't know. I grew up eating McDonald's.
Fish,
it's like a comfort
at McDonald's.
Food.
McDonald's.
It's good.
Fish.
It's not fishy. And it's weird because they put a piece of cheddar cheese on the fish, which is something you don't really think about putting on the fish.
Do they?
No, I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. It's a bun. It's the tartar sauce, the fish, cheese, and the bun.
How dare you disgrace the life of fish.
With cheddar cheese?
Yes.
It's an interesting thing. I don't think...
I will never eat mystery fish.
No. We're going to have that with the freeze dry.
Nope.
The first time?
Nope.
You can have your choice of
no.
either you'll have your first time
I
having a,
no.
A filet of fish.
No.
Being fresh, or you can have a freeze dried version of it.
Please.
I would go with the fresh first.
N-O.
You know, just like everything that ever is in the world of food that I say, I think you're going to like, and you're like, no. And then you have it, and you're like, oh, this is great. We had that today at the sub sandwich restaurant. Like, oh my gosh, I do like mayo. I do like this. Like, yeah, I've been telling you for a long time you would.
Yeah. Well, when I was like two.
No, it was like 4 weeks ago or something.
We weren't even at a Jimmy John's 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was summer. It's all part of growing up. It's not a big deal. It's just funny. You'll do the same thing with your kids. Trust me. It's funny. But there you go. All right. That's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
Eat your mystery fish.
Yes, it's delicious. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com. Or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get access to all the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all of it's commercial free. You help support this program and keeping us on the air. Thank you for doing that, by the way. Until next time, for Harper, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.